Books on Tape presents The Big Bam, The Life and Times of Babe Ruth by Lee Montville, read by Scott Brick. Introduction. The grand year for researching Babe Ruth biographies was 1973. Five writers traveled around the country, stopping at retirement homes and suburban neighborhoods to talk to the last old men who remembered their time as teammates or friends of the greatest baseball player who ever lived. Reminiscences of long-ago hijinks and debaucheries were jotted into notebooks, impressions captured on tape recorders before the stories and the storytellers left the flat face of the earth. The timing was important. Henry Aaron of the Atlanta Braves was on schedule to break the Babe's biggest record of all, 714 career home runs in the first months of the 1974 season. The excitement of that moment would also turn the focus to the past, making not only the followers of baseball, but the general public remember the outrageous character who had set the record in the first place. Each of the five writers figured he had found an untapped and marketable story. The Babe had been dead for 25 years, hadn't swung a bat in almost 40. The previous biographies, including two ghost-written autobiographies, had woven fable and half-truths around the no-nonsense statistics of the box scores and record books. The feeling was that the real story finally should be told. Get it right. Get it out. Each of the five writers had decided independently on the same course. It was a shock when each learned he was not alone. I was having a very nice lunch with Jumpin' Joe Dugan, Cal Wagenheim, the author of Babe Ruth, His Life and Legend, says. Joe is a teammate and a friend of the Babe.